Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The HSE has confirmed that it has ordered external reviews into the delivery of 9 babies at Port Juncula Hospital in Galway as a result of concerns in relation to the provision of maternity services. The review involves 6 deliveries last year, 1 this year and 2 stillbirths in 2023. For more, I'm joined by Niamh Griffin, who's health correspondent with the Irish Examiner. So Niamh, the HSE announced the reviews last night. Will you explain why the external reviews have been initiated?
Hi, good morning, Claire. Yes, indeed. So these reviews arise from concerns about the care, as you said, of 9 babies. So 2 of those babies in 2023 were stillbirth cases. And then last year, and one more case just last week, there were 7 cases of a condition called HIE. And that arises when the baby suffers a lack of oxygen just before the birth. And it can be very serious, potentially very serious. It can lead to neurological problems for the child, damage to the brain. It can lead to cerebral palsy, epilepsy, and in some cases, unfortunately, it can lead to death. So it's very serious. And it is, I suppose, it's a risk in birth. It's known and it happens. But the HSE said what they're worried about here is that the rate is significantly higher in Port Juncula than in other Irish hospitals or internationally. Mm-hmm. And we heard this morning Tony Canavan from the HSE on your colleague Morning Ireland, with your colleagues in Morning Ireland, and he was saying that you might expect 1 to 2 cases in a hospital the size of Port Juncula.
Right.
And there's obviously quite a gap.
So alongside this external review, we have this new highly experienced management team put in place to oversee maternity services at the hospital. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And just to clarify, it's my understanding it's 9 separate reviews with a different person over each one. It's not one big review into maternity services at the hospital. It's very specific to those 9 cases. And then, yeah, exactly, separately, they've put in a new management team. So Dr. Mark Skehan, apologies if I'm saying his name right, I think that's it. He's an obstetrician usually based in Limerick, and he has with him a new director of midwifery and a new manager. And so they went into the hospital, into the maternity services in the hospital yesterday.
So services continue to operate there as normal?
Yes, that's right. Dr. Cliona Murphy from the HSE's NWHIP, their specialist women's health unit, she's kind of moved to reassure women that care is, as the reviews continue, that normal appointments continue. And we know that all the women who are under, I think it's maybe about 800 women under active care there at the moment, that they're all being contacted. Mm-hmm. And there is an emergency number if people have queries, because obviously women are very distressed by all of this.
I'm sure, and that's understandable. And there is an HSE number, as you say, it's 1-800-807-008. That's 1-800-807-008 if anyone has any concerns. And just on that, the families directly involved here, the HSE are saying that they have been fully briefed on this. Is that the case?
Yes. Tony Canavan said that this morning. He apologised and acknowledged the distress. So they've been informed and they're aware. They were aware of the reviews before the information was released yesterday. And he said that most of those reviews will be concluded by the end of February, but perhaps not all of them, because they all seem to have separate timelines.
Niamh, thanks for that update. We'll leave it there for now. That's Niamh Griffin, who's health correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Back after this quick break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.